Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Dan Eberhardt is, we're having some technical difficulty getting him wrapped up, but we're working on that. In the meantime, you and I are going to continue to march. One of the things that that I predicted about for 2019 that you may, if you subscribe to my newsletter, you read about over the weekend, and I'll talk about a little bit later on in the week, is my prediction about oil. Every year, for 20 years, I've had some prediction what I thought would happen to oil prices, and I do that because it's my attempt to help you think about energy from a standpoint of budgeting. My goal, and I don't consider myself to be a petroleum or an energy expert, but I do spend a lot of time with people who are, and different people, and global thinkers, and I gain a perspective on what the petroleum industry is doing, where they're investing in, and also geopolitics, like what's happening in Iran, what's happening in Venezuela, and things like that. Those all bear on my prediction, my thought process, when I make a prediction for oil, and for the price of crude oil. Typically, I use that as a metaphor for the future for the energy prediction, so that it'll be at least a data point. Maybe my thoughts are it would be a data point in your budgeting for next year. Hopefully, at least so that you would know whether to keep it, close to the same, or whether you were going to have to put a lot more money there, or maybe take some off the table and put it somewhere else. But my prediction this year was that it would stay at $55 a barrel or below. Well, I missed that prediction, because when I went back and looked at the average for the year, it was about 60. So I didn't miss it by much, only about 10%, and that's $5 a barrel. $5 a barrel, in that range, in that mid-range of for oil, is not really pretty good in a way. But it's still, I took a negative, I took a minus one, I took a hit on that one. But the thing is what I didn't take into consideration was the geopolitics, what Iran's doing in the Middle East, the mayhem that they're creating in the Straits of Hormuz and the Arabian Gulf, and attacking Saudi Arabia and things like that. And also, I don't think most people thought that that Venezuela would still be under Maduro, the despot down there, the Marxist government of Venezuela would still be under that guy. We thought it would be a little more, things would become a little more democratic down there, but that's not happened. So all of that, and a global slowdown in the economy, to a large degree, has created somewhat of an inventory surplus of oil. Some might call it a glut of oil. Well, when that happens, when there's nowhere to go, when all the tankers are full, and there's nowhere to go with the oil, you got to stop pumping, right? And so if your grain bins are full and you can't haul it off, you're going to have to stop cutting your corn till you got room for it. That's what's happening with the oil industry. So what we have now is oil prices have remained kind of high. It's an interesting dynamic. Oil prices have remained not high. I think $60 a barrel is the rate that most of us can live with. It's not inflationary. It's the people in the business can make a living at that rate. I know the Middle Easterners would like to have it higher. Everybody, I guess, in the oil business would like to have it higher. But you can live with $60. I remember 20 years ago when oil was at $12 a barrel. I mean, a lot of people went out of business. A lot of people went out of business in those days. But and I also remember when it was $140 a barrel. So $60 is not bad. However, the problem is not the price right now. The problem is the demand. And so the oil industry is going through a challenge right now. Even and if they could sell their more oil at $60 a barrel, they'd be fine. But they're sitting on a lot of oil. The industry's sitting on a lot of petroleum. That it doesn't matter if what the price is if nobody's buying, if the transactions are down. And it seems like that's kind of where it is right now. So we'll talk some more about this after the break. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.